Chapter 2. A Horse of a Different Color. It wasn't there. Sitting in front of the computer at her friend's house, legs dangling over the chair, 12-year-old Morgan Bryan's eyes darted across the computer screen. Frantically, she looked up and down the rows of names. First the A team, then the B team, and finally even the C team. All of her club teammates were there, every last one. All 10 of them had made one Olympic development program team or another, except for her. Bryan was devastated. She had poured her life into soccer and wanted nothing more than a spot on that team. Even worse, that summer, the rest of her teammates went to Montevallo, Alabama, for the regional Olympic development program camp, leaving her behind. It was a tough summer, but it proved a valuable one. Failure became her motivation. Bryan worked harder than she ever had before. She had always been small, so much shorter and skinnier than the older girls she often played with. Her teammates nicknamed her Plankton. But her size and skills soon grew. She played before and after practice, drilling fundamentals with whomever she could find, chest traps and volleys, touches with each side of each foot, repeating the same simple movements again and again until they became second nature. A year after her failure, Bryan made the state team, then the regional team, and eventually the youth national team. A decade later, she stepped on the field as the youngest member of the U.S. national team. At 22 years old, she was one of the linchpins that helped the team win the 2015 Women's World Cup. A prolific scoring midfielder, Bryan has been called the glue that connects the defense to the offense. Some consider her the future of U.S. soccer, America's next big star, a new Mia Hamm in the waiting. But the first opponent Bryan faced wasn't a crafty Brazilian forward or a hardy German defender. It was her older sister, Jennifer. Together, they would kick the ball around their parents' front yard until it was time to come in for dinner. Jennifer was 5 years older, so Morgan didn't win many one-on-one games, but it fueled her interest in the sport.